DX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fires still blazing on both coasts. Santa Ana winds dying down in California over the weekend. That is helping with the mountain fire in Ventura County. In northern New Jersey, however, extremely dry conditions are fueling wildfires not far from New York City.
A rural area about 35 miles outside New York City, now the epicenter for rare wildfire activity. Tinderbox conditions near the New York-New Jersey state border. Fire engulfing more than 3,000 acres and counting.
ABC's Janae Norman. President Biden will open up the doors of the Oval Office on Wednesday to the man who will occupy the office next. President-elect Donald Trump pushing whoever the next Republican Senate Majority Leader is to allow him to make recess appointments to federal judgeships, because Trump says the confirmation process takes too long. No classes today at Tuskegee University in Alabama following an on-campus shooting during homecoming weekend. One person died. This is ABC News. In Amsterdam, dozens of pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been detained by police after defying a ban on public protests. Protests were outlawed for several days after last week's anti-Semitic violence targeting fans of an Israeli soccer club. The ban on protests has now been extended until the end of this week. A Chicago man found his long-lost mom at a local bakery.
It's the most joyful story.
Lindsay was 17 years old when she gave up her newborn son for adoption. Hunter was 35 when he learned he was adopted, so he submitted DNA results for genetic testing. Turns out he and his birth mom lived in the same neighborhood, and he was a regular customer at the bakery she owned.
It further strengthens my faith.
She was facing a health crisis, so Hunter, who had no prior baking experience, took over the bakery.
Now they're working together, says ABC's Allison Kosick. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Burlow Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlow.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Another win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a decisive 87-56 victory over the Appalachian State Mountaineers. Wisconsin's Stephen Crowell with 17 points and 4 assists in 28 minutes of play.
Yeah, no, my teammates did a great job of finding me in transition a couple times. Saw a couple go in, and then playing some bigger bodies helped a little bit. Some guys my own size, and then not facing the double team obviously gives you a little bit more of an opportunity. So I think those three things combined helped.
The Badgers now 3-0. They'll have a few days rest before where they host number 10th ranked Arizona Friday night. NBA, the Bucks had a 17-point lead in the first half, then let it slip away in the third quarter, losing at home to the Celtics 113-107. The Bucks are now 2-8. How can they turn it around?
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole. We created it, all of us, me, them, together. I have no doubt we will, but it's not one night. We have to play ourselves out of this hole.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay, we'll take it. 6 minutes past the hour. Cloudy skies this morning. It's a little chilly out there. We're at 50 degrees, and the temperatures are going to drop all day long. It's going to be breezy, so might need a jacket or a sweater as you head out the door this morning.
That's
my advice to you. It's a very nice sweater.
Thank
Sam,
you.
Did you knit that yourself?
No, I
shop
can't.
Class
I
or?
Can't knit. Shop class?
Yeah. Don't they do that anymore? They don't have knitting in shop class
anymore?
They do
have shop class.
What
yeah.
is going on? Okay.
I think I thrifted this. I don't remember.
You thrifted it?
Probably.
Okay.
They don't, Cosby I don't know. They don't,
brought
they don't
it
make
back
them looking like this
he
anymore.
He grabbed it.
Okay. Bill Cosby. Reference. Just threw me off, but it's all good. Let's
Hi,
see.
You're Gordy.
Let's just
what?
Take
I'm
a oh yeah,
John.
John's not here today.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
John,
I think so.
He was on the roof of his garage. He got a shingle caught in his eye, and that's all we
worst.
Know. He's got shingles.
Shingle
now.
Splinter. Yeah,
it's bad.
Yep,
it's bad. But you know, hopefully he'll be back real soon. But
neither of you have ever fallen off of a roof, have you?
Fine,
no.
Fine inquiry there,
what?
Sam. No.
Have you?
Well, we were talking about roofs, and I was just curious because my I'm not afraid of heights at all, and my family always designates me as the one to go up on the roof
if,
if they need to do something or if they need to clean the gutters or something.
Right, right. Of course you are.
Right.
And you do that to this day.
Yes.
You're a roof climber.
Yeah.
Wow.
Last time we had a party at my house, I wound up on the roof after I... had a couple, and I probably shouldn't have because of that. But it was fun just chilling out there, looking up at the stars.
I've seen that movie.
Mm-hmm. What movie?
Any movie where they depict people climbing out on their roofs to have a drink or just relax.
Oh, yes, yeah, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
What age did we begin to have fear of falling? I think 50s, right? 50s, you start going, I don't know if I can go without a helmet.
Just on the ground, you're like,
yes,
if you're walking.
Anything.
Fear.
When you start to get up there.
He's
in years,
his 20s, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have any fear of
no fear,
tripping and falling.
No.
But yeah,
no.
The older you get,
you
start to have that
go.
Fear. Yeah, that's
Sorry.
It. Let's see. There's so much to get to here. Let's see.
You say that, and then you pause. Like there's, I want to talk about this. This was a headline that came up on CNN right as we were going. To the commercial.
Do it.
Mattel. They're making dolls for the movie Wicked, which is coming out soon if it's not out already.
Right.
And on the box for these dolls, there's a website printed, I think, as a QR code, or it's just like the text for the website. except that the website doesn't go to something for the movie Wicked or Mattel. It goes to a porn site.
How does that happen?
Wait, what?
How does
that's
that
happen?
That's not good.
What?
If it's the website or the QR code, how did they lose track of the website?
Somebody was doing a little something on work time that they shouldn't have been.
No.
Copied and pasted the
wrong URL.
And it wound up on the product packaging.
On the box. No. Permanently. How many did they manufacture? I don't even want to think. That's awful.
It's just hilarious.
So now they have to buy that website is what they have to do. They
You've
got to
own
that website. Yeah.
Yeah. Mattel is getting into that business.
I bet they are.
That's not good. Now, I was out and about over the weekend a couple of times. My grandkids were visiting this weekend, and I went to a couple of stores. I didn't realize, and it should have dawned on me, because Christmas starts earlier and earlier every year.
Starts on October 30th.
Yeah, right before Halloween, yeah. Because they've got to move all the Halloween merchandise out of the way to get to the Christmas stuff.
Yep.
So are we thinking Christmas already? Have you seen, there's some Christmas displays going up?
100%.
Yeah.
And we're skipping Thanksgiving again. People don't talk about Thanksgiving. We don't have the pumpkins out and the corn anymore. Mm-hmm. They just went right to Christmas, right to red and green.
Well, I saw some people putting up some Christmas decorations along University Avenue over near where I live. It's the University Avenue Holiday Lights, and it's sponsored by the Cammer Family Foundation. Cammer, does that name ring a bell?
Yes, is it the same?
It is.
They've been
Chris
here forever.
Cammer. They've been doing this for a long, long time, and they put the lights up over the weekend, and they're beautiful. They're all along the shrubbery there on University Avenue near the hospital, and you can see
them.
They've
done that for years.
Yes,
yes.
And they're beautiful.
I thought you sent that to me. I thought that was about the place off of John Nolan. Is that up yet?
Now, I did go to that over the weekend with the grandkids.
Okay.
Took the grandkids there. It was wonderful, and they have more than 50 lighted displays brought to you by the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Wow.
And a big salute to them, because it's a free display. You just drive through and wind your way around Olin Park. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And they did a terrific job of making it fun for the whole family in the car.
In the car.
My granddaughter was in the car, and Leona was just, let me out of the car.
Oh, she wanted to get out. I want to go touch Snoopy.
I want to go play. It's like I'm trying to explain, no.
This is a car trip.
Stay in the car. She's also on the spectrum, but that doesn't matter. She's just like in tears as we're going through the thing.
And so beautiful.
And she would calm down every once in a while, and then she'd see another one. I want to get out of the car. Let me out. Screaming.
Look at it.
And there are people out there, you know, helping out with the displays, and a couple of costume characters and everything. And they're watching her just
melt,
throw a tantrum, and we couldn't let her out of the car, of course. But other than that, it was a fun time.
Oh, my gosh.
Good times.
What an experience.
So those Christmas displays are out.
Yeah.
We have a phone call here. You can call us, too, at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Dick is on the line this morning. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Good morning.
Hey.
Comment real quick. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there.
Yes.
And as far as Christmas, where have you been? Talking the 31st. I'm going to tell you something. About 4 years ago, I'm in Menards on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Labor Day. Oh, my goodness. September.
Not a lot, but they were moving some of the furniture, the outdoor furniture, and they were starting to put stuff that, you know, would go outside for Christmas.
Yeah, you're right.
On Labor Day weekend.
I can't complain. I'm sorry. It's a happy thing. Holidays are happy. My daughter brought out the Christmas music on a car ride we took yesterday. I'm like, yes, I'm ready.
I'm ready to some degree. One of my favorite Christmas albums, or whatever you'd call it, Chicago put one out about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Oh, of course it is.
It really is.
I got my daughter a CD player already downstairs in the basement, my new house, and she was all over it. CDs are coming back, and in addition to albums. Can you believe it? Why? Do they sound better than MP3s?
Is she young enough to not have been around when CDs were a common thing?
No, she's not. She is. She's only 14, soon to be 15. So, yes, she was not around. And I had them packed away. I never have them out.
Well, there was never really a period where you couldn't go into a store and buy a CD, was there?
I don't think so.
Mm. Right.
No.
Dick,
not like albums.
He's off the line there.
Sorry,
Dick.
Thanks for calling.
I was going to ask him something else, but
that's
okay.
We just took it away. Sorry.
That's all right. So is there anything that you dread about the holidays coming up? I mean, is there anything, especially this time of year, now that the election's over?
Travel, the pressure of travel. Do I travel? Do I get someone to come here? My brother and sister, they're both a little older, but they're not feeble.
Are they going to travel?
Yeah, he won't. He won't. He travels for sales, so he won't travel for the holidays. And she'll be in the flipping Caribbean, I think.
Yeah, you've got family far enough away that they got to fly places, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I don't, I enjoy getting together with the family. It has a time limit, though.
Yeah.
About 2 hours, and then I'm done.
2 hours, not 3 days?
I've said my hellos, and then I start saying my goodbyes.
My dad used to talk about 3 days, the smell of fish and guests, some correlation there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So 2 hours is your limit with your family.
As soon as we get that family photo, there's a family photo thing that we do every year
down at
my sister's place in the finished basement there.
Yes.
Beautiful, round the tree. Everybody's got to line up for the family photo.
Okay.
And they put the camera on automatic, and then Uncle Sean runs around and gets all that going, and then we all smile, and then he goes, oh, no, let's do it again. Let's do it again. We do it like 6 or 7 times, and then everybody's pretty angry by that point.
So that's get
back,
a keeper.
Back to the eggnog. You're going to take that one, and that's it. Yeah.
Back to the eggnog. And the Midwest goodbye begins then.
That's when I start saying my goodbyes.
Start saying.
Like, I've had enough.
One more hug for Uncle Jim, and I'm out of here.
And Uncle Gordy's on the road again. What about Thanksgiving? Do you make a big deal out of Thanksgiving? Do you do anything special for that? Sam, do you get it together with the whole family up north for Thanksgiving?
Generally, yeah.
Yeah.
This year, well, I'm not even going to be with my family for Thanksgiving. Where? I'm going to Sophia's family this year.
But my
family, the Davison family, might be a little interesting because my crazy uncle who moved to Florida is coming back for a whole week.
He's crazy or Florida's crazy?
Both. He's crazy because he's a diehard Trump voter, and he packed up his whole family from central Wisconsin and moved to Florida right before the hurricane.
Oh,
good timing.
My goodness.
Right.
Was he in the thick of it with the hurricane? Or
I haven't actually talked to him. I don't know. I'm assuming he's doing fine because he's still posting crazy stuff on Facebook.
Okay.
Awesome. He's not bringing all his stuff out of there and coming to live with you or anything?
I sure hope not. Okay. I'm not going to be there for Thanksgiving, so I don't know.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, I want to mention tomorrow we're going to have Judy Davidoff here from the Isthmus. She's the publisher of the Isthmus. And that comes out the first Thursday of every month. We got our new issues here. And by the way, I want to mention again, there's a really nice article about civic media in this month's Isthmus.
Yep.
So
Shameless plug.
Yep, that's it. So check it out. And I always like the thing that they have every month, the Isthmus News Quiz. I'm not going to read all of these, but I'll pick out 2 or 3. Okay, you ready for the quiz?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Catherine?
You got time?
Yeah, well, we got plenty of time. Here's a question. Newly available specialty license plates in Wisconsin feature what image? Here are the choices. What image are on the new license plates that you can order?
Okay.
There's a choice. Cows.
Yeah.
Tony Evers. Cranes. Or Liberace. You know, Liberace
Cranes.
Is from Milwaukee.
Cranes.
You get, that is correct.
Come on.
You get the, where's the bell?
I've seen the crane standing on the street in the middle of the
the
city.
Whooping crane.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yes.
That's lovely.
All right, here's another one. You know Culver's.
I'm aware of Culver's.
Started in Sauk City.
Okay.
And what Culver's restaurant chain owner, what has Culver's restaurant chain owner, Craig Culver, said he has no plans to do? He has no plans to do the following things. Is it install video poker games at Culver's? Sell beer and wine at Culver's? Close on Sunday? Or automate? Which one of those things he'll never do?
Automate.
You are correct once again.
Oh,
wow, you're on a roll.
What am I going to get? What am I going
to
get?
Get a shiny new dime added to your account. You got
I'm
a big
not even
bonus
giving Sam
check.
A chance to answer.
You get a bonus check at the end of the year.
Okay.
Number 7. Here it is. This is question number 7. If you're keeping track at home, only 3 on our list. Match the candidate with the number of stops in Wisconsin through Election Day.
Okay.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee.
Gitche-Gumee this weekend? I got my goop. Never mind. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Or dream better and sleep bigger. Or just sleep till you wake up. Verlo Mattress is available on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com. We were playing Edmund Fitzgerald there by the great Gordon Lightfoot. And we had a request to play that from our own Brittany Merlot, who joins us now.
Why would she want that?
I don't know. We're going to ask her that right now. Why did you request that song, Brittany?
Well, it is such a good song. It goes through all of the details and all of the horror that Lake Superior put on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the anniversary of its sinking was yesterday. Oh, that is when it went down.
It was on Superior? Yes. It was on a lake? Why did I think it was an ocean?
Did you think it was on the ocean?
But, yeah. I'm from the East Coast. Superior. Nothing happens in the Midwest.
Well, did you ever listen to the lyrics of the song?
Apparently not closely enough.
You know what? Lake Superior is kind of like an ocean. I'm going to give you that one.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, it is.
It's huge. Yeah. So
it's the biggest one, right? That's why it's called Superior. It's the biggest one?
Yeah. Yes, it is. The deepest one, the coldest one, all of those things.
And what year did the Edmund Fitzgerald go down?
1975.
Yes.
Okay. There's a movie.
49 years.
Isn't that a George Clooney movie now? Or a George Clooney or... Yeah, come on.
Really?
I don't think there's a movie. You talk to Brittany. I'll look
it
up.
All right, Brittany. So, what'd you do this weekend, Brittany?
I really laid low, honestly.
You didn't travel? What?
No. I stayed in central Wisconsin. I did go out for a few hikes, but I stayed here. I needed to catch up on sleep after last week, so mm-hmm. I took it easy. How about you guys?
I had the grandkids visiting, so we went to a nice park and by the way, I want to shout out to Rennebaum Park over on the near west side. What a beautiful place to take the kids. And a very, very friendly, special needs friendly playground there. Really, really cool. So I didn't do all that much as far as traveling, but now I noticed this morning it's cool and it's breezy. It's 50 degrees out there. this morning to start things out. But we've got a cold front pushing right across Wisconsin right now. Right, Brittany?
Yeah, we sure do. So these are our high temperatures. Soak them up.
This is the best we're going to do all day.
Yeah. All week?
All week. Pretty. We'll get a little warmer. We've got hope. But today, lost hope. We've got that cold front, like you said, pushing through right here when we're supposed to be getting warmer. Instead, we're actually going to fall to about 40 degrees by this afternoon. So temperatures slowly plummeting. Plus, we've got those winds battering us. They're gusting up to 35 to 40 miles per hour across a good portion of the state. And it's going to stay that way through at least the afternoon before they ease up this evening. So a windy and cooler day, that's for sure. And a lot more clouds out there.
See, I just put the gazebo back up over the weekend because the grandkids were visiting. I thought, well, I'm going to put it up because it's going to be pretty nice. And they didn't even go out there. But now it's going to get windy again, and I'm going to have to take it down.
Your neighbors are going to call.
Yep.
If it's not, it might already be down in your neighbor's yard.
Yeah, I think so. We were talking a little earlier about getting ready for Christmas already.
Uh-oh.
Seeing all the Christmas decorations going up and all the stores.
Yeah.
I know, it's been a while. They've been up for quite a while. Do you have big holiday plans?
No, I don't. I do not. Probably just going to Illinois to see the family.
Yeah.
I would really love one day to just throw a dart and go on vacation, like those movies.
Now, would you fly for that vacation or drive for that? Throw a dart in the U.S. or go outside the U.S.?
I'd go anywhere. I'd fly.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Excellent. What about you guys? What are your holiday plans? Do you already know?
No.
No. No, not really.
No.
Yes, no.
Usually
yeah.
go to my sister. Oh. Okay. Glad I brought this up.
Okay. We got nothing.
Sorry I didn't have a more interesting story.
Okay. Oh, Brittany, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll look forward to the rest of the week. It's going to get a little warmer by the end of the week, you think? Once the cold front moves through, we're going to be okay later.
We're going to have some mid-50s throughout the end of the week, and as we push into the weekend, we could near 60. So a little bump up there.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Brittany. You have a good
day.
We'll talk
Thanks,
to you tomorrow
Brittany.
Morning.
Nice seeing you.
Bye.
Okay. Catherine, you had a story. You were watching some tennis, or you heard something about some tennis match going on that went sideways?
It's not
sideways,
that big
or?
A deal. It's not like man-on-woman crime or anything. I think it was a female person, as a matter of fact, a tennis analyst has been taken off the air. She made a hot mic, they call it, hot mic comment about a Wimbledon.
What did she say? You mentioned this right before the show.
Unprofessional commentary.
Is it not something you can repeat?
Can you share that with
Here's the thing. No? I have a big forehead.
Okay.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I'll tell you. I'm sensitive about it. And I've not had bangs for quite a few years now, but my daughter, now that she's able to comment on my looks and does so often, has told me I need bangs.
Really?
Yeah, and I've had this battle all my life. I have a prominent forehead, and whether or not it needs to be covered or shouldn't be covered with bangs is a thing. So apparently there's a woman, what is the name of the tennis player? John Wertheim was the, I guess it was a guy. Barbara... Yeah. I don't know.
It's so funny watching you read this news story right now. You got your glasses on the tip of your nose, and you got the paper like 3 inches from the front of your face.
Whole different topic.
Anyway.
Barbara Krejovikova.
Okay.
That's her name.
This tennis commenter made fun of her forehead?
Yes. He said, I was told to frame up my Zoom. I looked at the low camera angle and joked that it made my forehead resemble the photo of the player in question. So he was mocking the size of her forehead with his. Well, he probably has male pattern baldness.
Right.
So not so nice.
Not
and the
friendly.
28-year-old Czech athlete said she was regretting those comments, which focused on my appearance rather than my performance. They were not unprecedented, however.
Oh.
So
they threw him off the air?
Yeah. Moments distract from the true essence of sport and the dedication all athletes bring to the field. Yeah, you don't talk about what people look like. You talk about their prowess on the field. You don't talk about what they... Like I said, it wasn't that big a deal. It struck me because if someone commented on the size of my forehead, I'd be pretty bummed out.
Well, in his defense, he didn't think he was on the air.
Yeah,
see, that's
hot,
Mike. That happens here every once in a while.
Oh, my
gosh.
Know,
I want to throw something at Sam. We didn't know our mics were on or whatever.
Yeah.
That happens.
It does.
Yeah. So you ought to always be careful.
Do you ever get caught doing that as a weatherman on TV?
No. Everything went perfectly. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Coming up,
Yeah. Here's the question. You don't even know.
I do know what it is. Okay. Should Joe Biden pardon Donald Trump?
Oh, no.
This is the Can you even believe people are thinking about this as a good idea? All right. That's coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
A new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Potential changes to the U.S. Postal Service could have some ramifications for rural Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Congressman Tom Tiffany is following up on those proposed changes. Details are next.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compere Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compere.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
So right now, the United States Postal System is proposing some delivery changes when it comes to their mail routes, and those changes could impact rural Wisconsinites. The Postal Service's new operational plan could save them $3 billion a year, but according to Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany, that could really impact some rural residents.
The Postal Service, in an effort to stem the losses that they've had, which has been in billions of dollars, and this has been going on for a long time, they're trying to streamline the delivery service for the U.S. Postal Service. But I have real concern, along with a lot of other members of Congress, that they're going to leave rural America behind. And amongst things like, if you're more than 50 miles from a processing location, for example, like Green Bay or Milwaukee or Minneapolis, that you're not guaranteed delivery in a timely fashion.
That's Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany. He has penned a letter to the U.S. Postal Service about the impacts that longer delivery times could have on rural residents. For example, he says late bills and fees, weekly newspapers not arriving on time, and for specialty areas like poultry, even chicks dying.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And today is Veterans Day. You might want to take a look at a story we've got up at MidwestFarmReport.com about a program at UW River Falls that pairs veterans with canines. It's overseen by Joe Kemich, Chief Information Officer at the UW River Falls Division of Technology Services, who's a veteran himself. That's all available at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we're all about Madison as I welcome comedian Johnny Beaner back to the show, and then WMDX morning show radio legends John Peterson and Gordy Young join the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It's John and Gordy in the morning.
And I want to look them straight in the eye, and I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dip-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey's he is. Where's the Tylenol?
Where is the Tylenol?
7:35. We're seeing some sunshine peeking through the clouds this morning, and temperatures right around 50 degrees will be dropping through the day. It's going to get breezy, too, so hang on to your hat, Matt. Hang on to your fedora, Laura. Hang on to your beret, Renee. Somebody stop me, please. Stop.
Have you ever lost a hat in the wind and just, like, had to chase it down?
Yeah, baseball cap.
It happened to me at the Washington Monument.
Oh,
and I made
a
fool of myself trying to chase the hat back.
Wow. Did you get it back?
I did. I got it back.
Thank God. Okay. Good. You know, we had an election recently. I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but a few days ago, like a week ago, we had this election thing.
Mm-hmm.
And an estimated 42.3 million viewers watched coverage of the presidential election across all outlets, according to Nielsen ratings. 42.3 million.
Is that a lot?
Does that seem like a lot? It doesn't seem like that much to me. I mean, I go back to the Beatles being on Ed Sullivan. That was 70 million back in 1964.
Oh, you're kidding.
So this was like the election of our lifetime, right? Everybody tune in and watch and what's going on. And 42 million doesn't seem like all that much.
Well, 42 or 30.
To me.
Nowadays, anything 42. That gets the attention of 42 million people is kind of outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if other countries, since we think of ourselves as the center of the universe, I wonder if other countries were following along, or expats in other countries at least.
Good question. I don't know about the international numbers, but I imagine they were very high.
Mm. I was thinking about this over the weekend. Remember how I mentioned the story about how Google searches that were like, did Joe Biden drop out of the race, or who are the presidential candidates? There was a huge spike in those two searches like the day before and the day of the election.
Sure.
The only rational explanation for that I can think of is that it was people outside of the United States who were searching those things. I hope that's the case. I hope it wasn't U.S. citizens who had the ability to vote who were putting those searches in.
Right. Do you have that Bernie Sanders cut, right?
I do.
Okay, so Bernie Sanders piped up over the weekend. You know, everybody's blaming everybody. Everybody's pointing fingers now on the Democratic side. What did Bernie Sanders think was the problem with this year's election? Here's what he had to say.
I want to start with the scathing response that you gave after the Democrats lost, Kamala Harris lost pretty big. You said the Democrats abandoned the working class. The chairman of the DNC called it straight up BS and said Joe Biden is the most pro-worker president of my lifetime. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she disagreed with you. She added, quote, Bernie Sanders has not won. Do you stand by what you said?
Has not.
Absolutely. Look, Joe Biden is a friend of mine. I've been proud to work with him on an agenda which has been very strongly in favor of the working class. Biden promised to be the most progressive president since FDR in many ways on domestic issues. I think he kept his word. But here is the reality. The working class of this country is angry, and they have a reason to be angry. We are living in an economy today, Donna, where the people on top are doing phenomenally well, while 60% of our people are living paycheck to paycheck. 25% of elderly people are trying to get by on $15,000 a year or less. We have the highest rate of childhood poverty of almost any major country on earth, and parents all over this country worry that their kids may have a lower standard of living than they do. That is the economic reality. And what Donald Trump did is provided an explanation. He went around, he said, I know you're angry, and the reason is that zillions of illegal immigrants are coming over and they're eating your cats and dogs and everything else. That's the reason. Well, obviously, that is not the reason. The reason is, in my view, that we have an unprecedented level of corporate greed today, more income and wealth inequality, and people on top want it all. And we need an agenda that says to the working class, we're going to take on these powerful special interests and create an economy and a government that works for you. And by the way, that can't happen unless you get big money out of politics. We got to get rid of the Citizens United Supreme Court decision so billionaires do not continue to buy elections.
So that's Bernie Sanders. What do you think of that, Catherine?
I can't breathe.
Yeah.
I think he's right.
I think he's
got, for the most part.
You know, when I think about Joe Biden, I do think about he was really always in the corner of the unions and the working class, and he really made it a point to connect with them every election that he was a part of.
So that's a fact. That's a fact. That's reality. What was portrayed, what was said, you know, I think that they still feel talked down to. I saw a lot of articles over the weekend analyzing what went wrong, and a lot of it was, it's that East Coast elite telling us what we need to understand and what we need to believe instead of speaking their language.
Yeah.
Like Donald Trump does.
It's not enough to be pro-union, to be pro-worker, if the people who are in or are not in those unions don't care about the unions. You need to be pro-people who are the workers, not just pro-worker. If that makes any sense.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, Biden, again, for decades has been pro-worker and pro-union, and people know that. They knew Joe Biden. They knew his background. They knew where he was coming from. And then Kamala Harris had 107 days to tell us who she was and what she believed and what things were important to her. She was phenomenal. She did everything that she could possibly do in 107 days. But did we get to know her? Did we get to know what she truly believed and trust, and what had she done to make the economy better?
Some people did not. I forgot to mention this earlier. When I was home at my parents' this past weekend, it was in central Wisconsin, a little bit east of Wausau, which voted pretty heavily red last week. And I saw a few Trump signs that had policy comparisons between Trump and Harris.
Yeah.
And the thing that blew me away was that I only remember the economic policy comparisons on some of these signs. It had basically Harris's policies listed under Trump's name and vice versa.
Huh.
Yeah.
So the one that I remember specifically was taxes. Harris, high taxes. Trump, low taxes, which is not true for the kinds of people living in the area where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are not making tons of money. They're not making more than $400,000 a year, where they would be taxed more under Harris's plan.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, here's another thing. Let's switch gears there a little bit. This comes from the National Review, okay? And here's the title. Here's the headline. Biden should pardon Trump.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I saw that, and my hair started on fire immediately.
combustion.
And I'm like, what? Okay, so let me just read the first sentence or two here. This is by Mark Antonio Wright from the National Review. The first thing Joe Biden should do this morning is invite Donald Trump to the traditional visit at the Oval Office between the outgoing and incoming president. Well, he's already done that. He's invited him. He's coming in, I think, Wednesday or Thursday this week. They're going to get together in the Oval Office. Biden should extend all the traditional and lawful assistance to Trump to the appropriate anticipation of forming his new administration.
Mm-hmm,
but
then
Biden should move to use his constitutional authority to pardon Donald Trump of all pending federal charges and relieve special counsel Jack Smith of his duties. Okay? That's want to pardon him? Really? He should then ask New York Governor Kathy Hochul, or is it Hochul, to use her authority to pardon Trump for the crimes he was convicted of in New York State. Now, why would anybody want to do this? That's first when
to move forward, to move past all the damage and reunite us as one country, to be the bigger man. There's so many good reasons.
Exactly. And this article goes on. He should do this because not because Trump is entirely blameless for the circumstances. We know that's, you know,
not true.
But he should do this because Trump's actions were out of line, self-serving, contemptible. We all agree with that, right? Everybody, even on the Republican side, they know he was a scoundrel and scandalous and everything else. But yes, it's to move on. It's to say, you know what?
We're not going to undo this election.
Here's the thing. If Biden doesn't pardon him, Trump is going to pardon himself, basically. They're going to drop all the prosecutions. All this stuff is going to go away anyway as soon as he crowns himself king on January 20th. So they're saying Biden should be the bigger person. Just say, you know what? Admit to some of this stuff, and we're going to pardon you, and we're going to move on. So wipe the slate clean, and that way the country can kind of come together instead of everybody at each other's throats after every election, and take away the ability to Donald Trump may have retribution, you know, getting back at Kamala Harris or getting back at Joe Biden or throwing them in jail for some stupid reason.
Right. So if we relieve him of his charges, he won't feel the need to have retribution. He can move forward and just do the business of the country instead of this politics.
This reminds me and also concerns me a little bit about a repeat of what happened after the Civil War.
Yes.
Is that what you were getting
to? No, but Civil War is coming up. Yes.
Yes, because I think it was a decision by Lincoln that, like, a lot of the Confederate generals and high-ranking people in the Confederate, like, government at the time were not really prosecuted after the war came to an end. They were kind of just were barred from government positions going forward and kind of told to just go home and do your own thing. They weren't, like, Reconstruction happened, took a long time to happen.
Yes.
But they just kind of didn't really face many consequences.
Well, that's fair in love and war. That's why.
Well, and that's also because families were fighting families.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, brothers were on different sides of the Mason-Dixon line, and
literally
and
figuratively, same as now.
And so, how do you move on from that? And by the way, more people died. More than somewhere between 600,000 and 800,000 soldiers died during the Civil War.
Wow.
More than World War I and World War II put together.
Right.
And you know, how do you move on from that?
I think it's
better than us, or it's better than Democrats trying to and like have retribution on Republicans while we have this lame duck session with basically unchecked power. But it also has me concerned that it's not enough, because the issues of the Civil War, even with this policy that Lincoln had, persisted for long, long after the war. Like, we had the whole civil rights movement, and we still have issues with racism today, obviously.
Yep. Well, yeah. By the way, if you want to chime in on this, 608-879-8255, or you can get on the Civic Media app and text us. Again, 879-TALK is our number. This article winds up by talking about the Gerald Ford pardon of Richard Nixon. I remember that well. Everybody was up in arms about that.
Were they? They did not want it. Yeah.
Mostly Democrats wanted Nixon to go to jail for his crimes. Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon about a month after Gerald Ford took the oath of office. And there were a lot of people upset, saying that he should have at least, not pardoned him, but, had make Nixon do at least some jail time.
And so that was the zeitgeist of the time. In hindsight, have we heard people say, he should have definitely prosecuted him and put it through the system?
A lot of people say if they had done that, then we wouldn't have a Donald Trump problem. That would have taught a lesson to to all presidents of the future.
You
do a crime, you're going to do the time, even if it's after you're leaving office.
He started the era of pardoning.
This author wraps up this article about pardoning Trump. For anyone caught up with the idea that such a move of pardoning by Biden would let Trump off the hook for one Trump controversy after another, there's no need to worry. There will be other controversies.
There will be more. He'll do one in 4 years, and we'll get him for that one.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's real.
Yeah. But, it does make you think. Maybe it would be a good thing to maybe have a little healing after all this. and just say, you know.
What choice do we have?
Yeah.
What choice do we have?
Yeah. All right.
I'm the repeater today. That's all I'm going to do.
What's that? Things.
I'm going to repeat everything I say twice. Take up some time.
That's fine.
Take up some time. I'm going to repeat everything I say.
Oh, I thought I just heard you say that. 7:48. Oh, now 7:49. Time is slipping away. We're coming back with tidbits, odds
Run,
and ends,
quick.
Leftovers. Coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Is this how it works?
Yeah.
How you do things?
More or less.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Fresh coffee.
Fellas, don't drink that coffee.
It is the caffeine.
The sugar level, the caffeine level, all conspires to make things a little squirrely.
I don't think there can ever be enough, too much caffeine.
Caffeine is just a sort of a general phenomenon. It should be, you know, spread and promulgated as many directions as possible.
If you'd never guess, there was a fish in the percolator.
Ah, coffee. You know, Sam, I'm on decaf now that I had a little AFib in my heart.
Right.
Took me off caffeine. It's a whole different world.
Well, we were out of decaf when you first came in this morning,
I know.
Right? So you had to have a cup of regular?
Well, I'm allowed one or maybe two cups of regular.
Mm.
Two real cups, not big, gigantic cups.
Yeah, what is like a measuring cup that you
kind
use for baking?
Yeah,
oh, wow,
kind
that's
of.
A pretty small cup.
That's after years and decades of drinking a lot of coffee, probably five or six cups of
Jeez
coffee a day.
Louise.
It took me off the coffee. And far, so good.
What on earth do you need so much coffee for? Like, is
well,
that what you did?
Getting up at 4:15 in the morning.
Is that what you did after you, like, stopped smoking cigarettes? You just started drinking tons of coffee?
Yes.
Jeez.
Well, I've been doing this for, like, four decades, getting up.
Radio takes its toll.
Oh, dark 30. Yeah. You enjoy a good cup of coffee in the morning, don't you, Catherine?
I do, but I've been decaf for a long time.
Have you really?
When you get me up at 4:15 to come in for John Peterson, then yes.
What is it with you sick people who drink decaf because you enjoy the taste of coffee? I don't really enjoy the taste of coffee. I just drink it for the caffeine.
You should try and put sugar and cream in it, and you'll understand.
Okay,
it's like hot ice cream.
And I do, and it's not. Yeah, exactly. It's like hot ice cream.
Yes. Okay.
I do that, and it tastes good, but usually just here, I just drink it black so I can wake up in the morning.
Okay.
Yes, it's a tool. It's a tool.
It is 7:53. We are into our tidbits, odds and ends, and
leftovers.
In case you haven't figured that out by now.
Yes.
Here's a couple of little survey items.
What do you got?
Nearly one in five people have a favorite pen.
Yes.
Do you like pens that we all
hate?
We can't stand those pens, and you buy them by the truckload, apparently.
I do. Why don't you like regular Bic pens?
Because those leak, and they get all messy and gunky on the ballpoint part of the pen.
You know, only you make it leak.
You don't, like, lick the tip to clean it?
No. What? Are you kidding? Are you sick?
That's exactly what you're supposed to do. Why are you, laughing?
Here's another random fact. 40% of us say we don't have any life goals. Do you have life goals, Sam? You're good and young. You got any life goals?
I've got a short-term life goal.
Is that bucket list, or is that different?
Think about that. Here's another one.
Do you guys have a bucket list?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I'm pretty much too old for a bucket list.
What do you mean? No, that's the whole point, is like things that you try and get accomplished before you kick the bucket.
I wanted to go to Europe, but not so much anymore.
Really?
You know, maybe go to Italy.
Maybe now is the opportune time after
maybe
the election.
Go to England. A lot of people are lining up to go to England, and a lot of richer people are buying houses in England.
England?
Since the election, yes.
Is that a statistic?
Like
we're choosing England?
Yes, specifically England. Yeah, Great Britain.
Interesting. Yeah. The statistic about things happening after the election that I found both funny and also concerning was the amount of divorce consultations afterwards.
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
it's gone way up.
Wow.
Apparently November is like one of the slowest months for scheduling divorce consultations.
Not this year?
Not this year. It went up significantly after last Tuesday.
Well, speaking of divorce, listen to this one. One in four women, Catherine, one in four women have said no to a marriage proposal at least once in their lifetime. Any comment on that?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Should have, would have, could have.
Should have. Oh, okay. Don't go there.
Got
okay.
It. Nope.
USA Today survey found that most people say they are afraid of the garbage disposal in their house.
I put my hand down there all the time.
Oh, God. Oh, why? Oh, because it's jammed up or something?
I hear a noise and I got to get it out of there. Oh, yeah. Someone let a spoon go down. Yes, you got to get it out of there. Really? It can't start by itself.
It is the number one thing that people have trouble with in their kitchens.
Yeah.
The garbage disposal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we shouldn't be using them, right? Isn't that the fact that it's not good for the environment to use a garbage disposal? Get your stuff out of there and
put it someplace.
Yeah. Well, ideally,
you
compost
it. Composting. That's probably a better idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have something else on the garbage disposal?
No, because I
have trouble with my. It's just happened every time it rains hard.
Yeah.
Every time it rains hard, okay, and then I run the dishwasher, and then I go to put stuff down in the garbage disposal. It goes down, and then it starts bubbling up again. There's water coming up from the garbage disposal.
Can you
even flush your toilets
and stuff like
that?
Yeah,
everything else is fine.
That's weird.
In the house.
Well, it's because you don't have a disposal in your washing machine and your dishwasher, so it sends it to your disposal for you to then grind up and make sure it can go down the pipes.
Okay,
that's my theory.
But I'm saying
you're not rinsing well enough.
Well, no, but okay, the dishwasher has done its thing.
Yeah,
this is hours later. This is like the next day.
It has deposited what it had in the dishwasher into your disposal.
But I've run the disposal a number of times since then. It still comes up. If I dump out a little water, you know, it goes down, and I'll run the garbage disposal.
Right.
Just because.
Yes.
And it still bubbles up with more water. What's wrong with that? It's an older house.
Yeah.
Mid-1930s house. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Get Sam on it.
Sam. You do plumbing? You know everything else?
He does everything.
Well,
there's nothing Sam can't do.
I'll give it a go.
He's fearless. See?
If your basement floods, it's not my fault.
He's fearless, though.
My basement's fine. The basement has no problem.
Right, nothing but if I cause a problem with the plumbing and then there's a huge leak or something.
Everything else is fine. you know, I was thinking about this the other day.
You know,
I wanted to share this with you and Sam, and, you know, John Peterson's out today, but I just want to tell everybody that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. It's available on Madison's East or West Sides or online at verlo.com. Tomorrow on the show, Judy Davidoff from the Isthmus will join us.
That's going to stay the whole morning.
Yeah,
I should. I'm not going to get up.
Their new issue is all about nonprofits all around Madison. It's really good. And a big article in there about civic media you might want to check out, too.
Nice.
That's tomorrow on the show. We hope you have a great day. John Peterson, get better. Get better and get back in here, all right?
Get in here, Johnny.
Yeah. All right. We hope you have a great day. Talk to you first thing in the morning, 6 a.m., right here at 92.7 WMDX. So long.
Thanks, Gordy.
It's the John Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying. John Gordy Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and talk about Veterans Day 2024. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
At Burlo Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlo Mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.